Living and working in such a beautiful place as Homer, Alaska, has many advantages, the most significant one being that it's very close to the end of the road. The end of the road is a remarkable little vicinity that I particularly enjoy because it seems to be plugged full of familiar people. Familiar in the way that they all tend to remind a person of someone we've known before. A genuine and unaffected regularity that can only be imitated, never reproduced. My job here was to introduce you to these folks, but I've never been good at introducing strangers. How do the standard ones go at parties? Meet Clayton, he's an accountant. As if accountants are extruded in a factory somewhere, all the same except for body styles and color options. Clayton, whoever he is surely more than an accountant, just as the Ed Flanagan you're about to meet is more than a road grader operator, and Doug McDougan is less than a liar. I'd rather let my guests mingle at these parties and speak for themselves. So I'll leave you folks alone to get to know each other. Treat them kindly, please. They're friends of mine. Similarities between the characters in this narrative and individuals either living or dead doesn't seem at all surprising. Labor Day was not a good day for our mayor, Richard Weekly. His 2 decades as mayor has had its ups and downs, but few days were as darn right interesting as the big end of the road day's celebration last Monday. The festivities kicked off with the parade at the corner of Main and Clearshot in the center of town and headed out to the A&B gravel pit. The first thing to go wrong was with the parade. As always, Mayor Weekly was the grand marshal and responsible for awarding the blue ribbon to the entrants. There were 5 entries this year, up 1 from recent years, but it was the same old things. A pickup truck with the Chamber of Commerce waving in the back. Fanny Olmsted, the preacher's wife, dressed up like a clown passing out religious pamphlets. The Boy Scouts ambled by, proud and disorganized. The fire truck was there all waxed up, and Ed Flanagan, a new entrant, brought up the rear in a brand new bright orange State Highway Department dump truck. Well, after giving out awards for 20 years to the same 4 outfits, the mayor decided to give this year's blue ribbon to Ed Flanagan and his dump truck just because it was fresh. Well, as it turns out, Ed and his truck were actually on their way to the gravel pit to get a load of rock and weren't in the parade at all. They were just following it. And the day sort of disintegrated from there. See, every year for years, the mayor's been the judge for the pickled herring contest and has never been able to admit he can't stand pickled herring. But these women take great pride in their pickled herring skills, so he treats it with a sort of nauseated respect. The problem on Monday was that he couldn't for the life of him remember who got the prize last year, because he can't tell one jar of that yuck from another, and he accidentally gave it to the same woman, a woman who was as embarrassed as he was. This was such a social misdemeanor that rumors began to fly he'd been bribed. For the first time in his political career, the mayor started to worry about the upcoming election. He couldn't worry about it too much right then, though, because he had to officiate the salmon throw, which ended up being won by Doug McDougan because he bent the rules. What the salmon throw is, basically, is that contestants pair off and throw a dead fish back and forth until they can't stand it anymore. McDougan cheated, they say, by wearing a full set of rubber rain gear, but he was, the mayor insisted, the last.